They must be the servants of all. Jesus himself became man, took the condition of a slave, and became obedient even to death on the cross for our redemption. And this for no other reason except to do the will of the Father. He who was first came to serve and not to be served. Jesus now asks, no less of his apostles, if they would become effective future leaders of the church he would shortly establish. Nowhere is this kind of leadership better exemplified than in a normal family. In such a family, the leaders, the father and mother, are completely at the service of the family, especially the children. Aside from providing them with food, clothing, shelter, and education, they also teach them the rudiments of the faith, and this more than their example, more by their example than by what they say. This is the way many of our readers in the larger community, in the government, and those in positions of influence act. Do they not rather work to get the most for themselves and not for the people they are supposed to serve? Yet many of these readers profess to be Christians. How conveniently they have forgotten Jesus' teaching of what it means to be great, to lead, namely to serve and not to be served. At no time is the teaching more relevant than on Mission Sunday. The church, by her very nature, is missionary. And the proclamation of the good news to our contemporary is not only the concern of her leaders, but of every Christian. To carry this out, we have to be missionaries right in our home and our community, where much work still needs to be done. This is especially true in our day and age, when materialism and consumerism have made such inroads in people's life. They have made people care less and less for others and more for themselves. In fact, their one and only concern is, what can give me the greatest pleasure now? They have made pleasure now their God, and his God had his own effective missionaries, the media, which proclaim his message of self-satisfaction day in and day out. Moreover, and again, mainly through the media, this God creates not only new wants, but also new needs, which further encourage people to worship before each altar. No wonder that this idolatry now encompasses the whole world. It is in such a mirror that we are to be missionaries, to be proclaimers of the good news. To be effective, we must not only go out to serve and not to be served, but also to follow a simple lifestyle. This is what Jesus and the church over the centuries did. This was what Mother Teresa did. This is what many others are doing today. And what about us? Are we doing the same?